Canberra baseball team went 18-14 last year, getting all the way to a sub-state final before falling to Ogden. And joining us right now to talk about the upcoming season is longtime head coach Randy Snyder. And coach, you know, it's always good to catch up with you.
Well, it's good to be caught up to this year, Jeff.
You know, the funny thing is I was walking home from work one night in the evening, and Jeff Storyhan was riding his bike next to you, come pulling through, and the three of us kind of stopped and chatted, and you were hopeful at that time that we would have a baseball and a softball season. You got your hope, you got your wish. We're gonna have one. This has got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it goes back to saying be careful what you wish for because you might get it. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We had our parent meeting last night. We have parents that are very excited about their sons getting a chance to play baseball and trying to get back to some kind of normal here.
And I tell you what, Randy, one thing that has got to make you excited about this year is the senior group you have coming back. You've got some talent under that, but you've got a nice group of seniors that could really provide some leadership in what is kind of a strange year.
Strange is probably the underrated thing, but the underrated word in the world right now. But, you know, I'm elated for our five seniors to get a chance to have some kind of a going away gift before they leave Kemper. And, you know, they've been meant so much to our program, what they've contributed in their sacrifices over the years. And I hate to just dedicate one thing or anything to one person, but I would really like our guys to all rally around our seniors this year and give them something to go away with, some great memories here.
Coach, as you look at this team, we're still not 100% for sure who's all going to be there, but what excites you about this team this year?
Well, I haven't had a lot of seniors in the past. We'll have five of them this year: Kyle Photo, Kyle Berg, Kurt Ramsey, Sam Poland, Truman Hawcap so far, and maybe one more yet. You know, I haven't had a lot of seniors in the past. Last year we had two, and the big thing is we got a good core of juniors underneath them and a couple sophomores and freshmen as supporting cast. And, you know, we've got some guys with some experience that won 18-plus games. Got it. They were really close. We should have probably won 20-something games last year, but got so close. And but the experience that they gained last year is phenomenal, and they're just great kids, and I couldn't be prouder of having a chance to coach these seniors one more time.
Randy, as we mentioned, strange, probably not the best word to describe it, but practice is going to be quick. You get about 2 weeks and then you're into ball games this year. It's different than in years past. What are you guys going to focus on these next 2 weeks to get everybody ready for that 15th?
Well, we're like I said, Jeff, we have the luxury of experience. So we've got some older guys that have played, so we don't have to really start from ground zero. It'll be a more important with our eighth grader, ninth graders, you know, getting them into some kind of flow and finding them games. It's been a challenge for all ADs across the state to find games for their freshmen without having to travel clear across the state, which everybody's trying to stay away from, but nobody really knows what their numbers are until after today or tomorrow, after the first practice. So, you know, I like us. I like us in 10 days. I liked us in a week. When they came around with the questionnaire about how much practice they thought we should have, I was thinking closer to 10 days to a week. But 2 weeks is fine. We got plenty of things we can work on and try to keep these arms built up. And I know a lot of guys across the state, especially the ones that were optimistic like I was, had their guys doing not organized practice, but they were out playing catch and keeping them arms in shape.
And that should be a strength for you guys this year. Pitching, you lose A.J. Schreck from last year, who is your ace, but you've got some guys that can really throw it that are coming back.
Now, we've got a lot of guys can throw, and I joke about it. There's even a few guys that can pitch, so we'll see how it goes. You know, I can't really say who our number one is. I think we have a chance to have three guys that could jump into that role. And then we have some other guys, that younger guys, that are really blessed with arms. And we were doing a radar with some of the guys, and we had legitimately five guys that were throwing above the 80 mark. So that's not something we've had a lot of. Now, we still didn't have we did have them worked on control and arm strength and stuff. So we'll kind of see how it goes. Our record is going to be out the window as far as I'm concerned. We're just going to try to get our guys ready for those last six games of the season. Traditionally, if we're 500 at the end of the year, that's plenty good for me. Our conference is going to be very difficult with Lewis Central, defending champion last year, and then Clarinda returns everybody. Denison's got everybody, but we really don't know who's coming back out either. So that's the other part too. So we're just very excited about an opportunity here.
Randy, we mentioned the arms. Who are the guys that you might be relying on the hill?
I was afraid you'd ask that, and I wrote everybody down here. But, you know, to start with, I would say, you know, our junior class is very good at the arm strength thing. I like Blake Potterbaum and Austin Tegas kind of in that role. I like Kyle Berg a lot as a pitcher. Unfortunately, he's our best catcher. So, you know, he's got to be able to catch and get him out from behind the plate. Kyle Foto's arm strength has really, really come on. Truman Hawkcap, I think, is a key. If we can get him out from center field there and have him throw, I think he could be a tremendous asset to us out of the bullpen. Will Schenkelberg, who will only be probably with us part of the year because they're moving sometime during the season, came out of the bullpen and really did a nice job for us. Cal Waniger, also a younger guy, tremendously strong man, strong-willed guy. I think he's going to help us. He's going to get some spot starts. And then Austin Siebenhauer as a freshman really did some nice things. Last year we rolled him out there a few times as a pitcher, again, in varsity contests. So, you know, I don't know. And then there's guys that we haven't even talked about. Jake Hugevic. Pitched for us last year and did a nice job. And, you know, I tell our guys, everybody's going to have to pitch sometime. Curtis Ramsey will come up there and he's going to throw. And, you know, just going to emphasize the best pitch in baseball is a strike this year and try to get it across.
Randy, with all the guys you mentioned there, the other thing that's unique about this team is you got guys that can play multiple positions, which should be able to help you as well.
Well, that's what we try to encourage as much as possible. They need to be open-minded about what we're trying to do and not just be think you're going to be a one-position player because, you know, we're going to try to play 20 games in about 2 weeks here, two and a half, 3 weeks. So guys are going to be sore. Things are going to happen. Maybe somebody hits a little better than you do and you got to move out of that position. So our guys have been very good in the past about that and being open-minded and understanding. And we do our drills. We really encourage them as coaches to move to different spots, try to figure out a way to stay in the lineup, and being a multi-position player is the best way.
Randy, I know at times last year the errors really kind of hurt you guys. Do you feel like the defense will be shored up a little bit?
Well, yeah, we didn't feel the ball very well last year, and you know I kind of did some soul searching over the winter and early spring here and watching what we did in practice and things. And, you know, I think there's some teaching points that we can change to help build our guys' confidence. I guess more of this comes back from trying to be a multi-position player too, you know, and maybe not working as much in one position. But, yeah, we had some – I don't know if we – the errors were bad, but the timing of the errors was really bad. But, you know, that happens. You know, I'll take all the errors in the world this year. Hopefully not as many, but just because we're getting the chance to play. And I think the guys, the experience that they gained last year and knowing that, you know, they do make mistakes. We are going to make mistakes, but turn the page as quick as possible and make the next play.
How's the lineup look like for you? Do you feel pretty comfortable about the way you guys might swing the bat?
Well, I would like to think we can score four or five runs a game and our defense will be sure better than last year, like we just talked. But, you know, the last couple of years we have not hit the ball like we would. I mean, we've got three or four guys that can swing it pretty well. But after that, you know, we drop off pretty bad. So I like us better this year. I I hope our batting averages get a little better. It's hard to say, Jeff, as late as we're getting started, how this batting average thing, I would say it's not going to jump out of the gym or out of the park here right away. It's going to take a little time for guys to get a barrel on a baseball, but you know, I'm hopeful that we'll find a way to score 5 runs a game, and usually the other team will help you give you 1 or 2 during a game too. So hopefully the hitting is better, and we're going to implement some different strategies and have different approaches at different counts too, and try and encourage the guys to do that too.
Randy, I don't highlight one guy very often, but you got a senior this year that I just got to mention, Kyle Berg. This guy, baseball is, it seems like his life, but he is such a great athlete no matter what sport he plays, because he plays so hard all of the time.
Yeah, he's probably one of the last true 4 or 5 sport guys we've had. I mean, and he's good at all of them. That's the key, and he's a good student too. That's the other key. But yeah, it's the last one of the Bird boys. They've done a lot for our program. They've made me look pretty darn good over the years. And you know, he can play any position on the baseball field. Right now, he's probably going to have to catch a lot for us. But we're going to roll him out, try to get him out to the mound, probably get him into center and an outfield spot too. And you know, and he's a good one. Obviously, he's a good one. He's a good leader, and that not only saying that, he's a good kid too. And that senior class is just a great, great group. And you know, I'm elated for those guys, and really elated for Kyle Berg too.
Randy, you mentioned 20 games, and that could you might add some games. Who knows with the weather, how the schedule will play out once we get started on the 15th. But do you like how the schedule sits up for you guys right now, and is it as tough as you like it to be?
It'll be tough. It'll be very tough, and that's okay. We like to be well tested. You know, we're a 2A, small 2A school, and you know, we're playing a lot of 3As and even a 4A or 2, and playing in tough surroundings, and it gets us ready for the district. So I'm not going to complain about the schedule at all. I'm just so happy that we get a chance to play. And, you know, hopefully, I know with the way the season started, with us losing all the early games, those were all home games for us. I think we had 7 out of 8 of our first games supposed to be home games. Well, those were all out the window. And Mr. Klein has tried to do a great job of trying to find us teams to play. And we have a few new ones, but we're just playing it the way it is. I hope we can find some more games, especially for our younger guys. But, you know, we're just glad to get a chance to. And, you know, we have a couple of open dates, the 3rd, July 3rd and July 6th, that we'd like to add a couple of games, whether it be JV varsity or freshman or any of them. So I love our schedule because we get a chance to play a schedule, I guess what I'm trying to say, Jeff.
Randy, you guys always have great fan support, and you and I were chatting before the interview here today. You guys and also Carroll Community, along with what you guys have talked with the city, there's some plans to try and be able to social distance and get as many people in so that they can kind of be able to support you guys as what we can.
Well, unofficially, and I'm just talking to a few folks at Carroll, and I haven't talked to Mr. Parcher yet, but the state is encouraging everyone to bring lawn chairs and, you know, get ourselves spread out. And I know they're not going to put a fence up in left or right field. I think dead center, they may have a 30-foot stretch of it for the hitter, so that there's not an open area, so it's easier to see a baseball. But they're going to encourage as many people to sit out there in the outfield and look through the fence and see the game from that angle. So a lot of people will be able to watch softball and baseball at the same time, a lawn chair. You'll be able to sit up on picnic tables, up on the Little League fields. Also, you can sit in the stadium also and sit there and in your traditional spots. They just don't want a lot of people congregating together in large groups, you know, and we'll have to do something creative with our student body, because our student body has been so good to us in the past. But they're really looking out for the elderly and the people most vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, it's always fun getting a chance to chat with you. I'm looking forward to the season getting underway. I know tonight's the first night of practice for you guys, so best of luck, and we'll see you again here soon.
Yes, and we like to thank everybody that's coming out this year, and just be careful. Be aware of what's going on. If there's anything you can help us with that we're missing as far as being more safe and taking care of our boys, you just got to let us know, and we'll try to do it.
That's head coach Randy Snyder again with the Kemper Knights as we take a look at the 2020 baseball season.